Oh my God. Hi. Okay. Oh. Well, that looks great there. Hi. I'm so sorry. Yes. Your son, my loving boyfriend, left me to finish up the decorations, but he should be home. To be honest, he will probably be home pretty late. Well, later than he thinks, at least. Well, we both know how he is. He did not get his costume in time and decided to procrastinate and wait for the day of. Yep, he's at the mall trying to find the costume, and judging from the fact that I have received, 0 texts about how it's going, I'm assuming it's not going great. Yeah, well, I mean, that's what he gets. But he'll be here soon. Kind of. Maybe. Maybe not so soon. But actually, I am almost done with all of the decorations, and I think I need to start getting ready. Thanks. I really appreciate that, actually. I could really use a hand with some of the streamers still. I don't know. I thought it would be cool. I already have them all cut up. It's going to kind of look like spider webs coming down from the ceiling. So I think it'll look great, but it is going to take some time. Thanks. I appreciate it. Actually, before we start that project, can I just say something? Look, I just really wanted to say thank you. Just thank you for allowing me to move in here. I really needed the helping hand. And when he had proposed me moving in here, I was really nervous about it. I didn't think that it was, coming from you. I thought he was just running the idea by me and then hoping that you would say that it was okay. After he told me that it was your idea, I never really thanked you. I mean, I know that I thanked you in the moment, but truly, thanks. Yeah. Oh God, yes. Living here has been amazing. I mean, I love cooking, and so, well, coming from a bigger family, it's nice to at least know that I get to cook as much as I want and both of you will eat it all up. It's nice to not have to cook alone. Anyway, I have been enjoying it, and I'm sorry if I've sort of inserted myself in certain areas of the household. I hope that's okay. I just really wanted to help out, you know? Well, good. I'm glad that you do find it helpful, that you do see it helpful. All I really want to do. I don't know, I'm used to showing my appreciation, not really talking about it, so this is a little weird for me, but I hope I'm at least coming cross. Sincerely. And you know, if there's anything else I can do, please just let me know. I don't mind the cooking or the cleaning. I mean, that's all easy stuff. If there's anything else, I'm happy to do so. And I hope that you don't get offended when I say this, but when she left you guys, I was just taken aback by that. So sudden and just no reasoning. And I know how hard it is. I mean, I don't know from experience, but I was kind of abandoned too. So I could imagine. It's not the same, but I mean, still loved ones leaving you. So, if there's anything I can do, please just let me know. Okay? Okay. Well, what? No. You were gonna say something or ask something. Oh. What were you gonna ask? Oh, damn it.
This is so embarrassing.
I'm so embarrassed right now. Your son and I have a very, specific sort of relationship.
I'm very upset with him that he's not here now to help me with this.
I'm just gonna say it because there's no point in me trying to just explain it. I'm also going to apologize that you had to. I'm so sorry, and I'm so insanely embarrassed that you walked in on that. Just so that we're clear, that's how he and I just are. It's called free use. He can literally just use me whenever he wants. And I know that that probably sounds so terrible. And oh my God, I can see it on your face. Don't think badly about your son. You raised him to be a gentleman, but I enjoy it, and he enjoys it. I like knowing that I have a purpose for him. It makes me feel like, know that I'm his. Like his solely. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a new thing or anything like that. I mean, it's not like what everybody in college is doing. I think we just happened to talk about it one day, and that was just how it was. Rules? Oh, there's no rules. That's the point of it. I mean, God. Okay, I'm sorry. Is this even appropriate to talk about? You're right. Okay. You are asking, and I'm actually really okay with talking about it. I don't know why I was so nervous earlier. I guess because you're his dad. And I guess because I didn't want you to, I don't know, think badly about either of us. Like we're weird or something. I promise it's really not as weird as it probably sounds. Okay, that's fair, but think of it like, if you have an itch, right? And you have a specific tool for that itch. Well, why wouldn't you just use it? And so if I'm here, and if he so happens to have an itch, why not use me since I'm the best tool for that itch? Yeah. I guess when I put it like that, it does make sense, right? So, that's what we do. I'm his free use girlfriend, and I knew that we should have been a little more careful, but I don't say no. If he wants a blowjob in the kitchen, I mean, oh, okay, maybe that is crossing the line. Really? You're not, like, offended or anything? Okay, well, I guess he does have a pretty good thing going on here. But yeah, as I was saying, I'm sorry, your comment really made me laugh. Yeah, so if he wants a blowjob in the kitchen, I give him a blowjob in the kitchen, or fuck me on the couch like that. He just gets to fuck me on the couch like that, and I'm sure he didn't know that you were home. I had no idea you were, and if he did, actually, I don't know if he would have not done it. It's a new, I mean, it's not really new to us, but I mean, me living here is new. And I mean, when I was living with my family before, he did come over and he did fuck me while everybody was home. And maybe he really wouldn't have cared if you were. I genuinely had no idea though. I'm sorry that you saw that, but I will definitely have a conversation with him if you feel like we need to follow some guidelines from you. I have no problem doing that. I mean, it's your home, right? Oh. Well, I mean, that's nice to know. I'm glad that you enjoyed the show. I mean, hopefully just me you were enjoying, right? Oh. Yeah, I guess I am pretty lucky to have these genes. So, anyway, yeah, I guess now that we got that out of the way, did we establish, would you like me to talk to him about us being more careful? Or, I mean, I could even tell him that we don't do it here at all. Are you sure? Oh. Wow. Okay, well, that's great. That's seriously so great to know. Okay, but I will probably at least ask him if you're home. That way we can be a little more respectful. Yeah. Okay, well, we should probably get started on the... let me see. Oh, he actually just texted me right now. Yep. Turns out he's definitely not going to get here in time to help me finish up. So, no, he is still trying to just get into the store. It's that crowded right now. I mean, what did he expect, you know? All right, so, streamers, if you can just maybe hand them to me, I could... Oh, really? I don't mind getting on the stool. I mean, I would probably actually have to use the bigger one because I am shorter than that. But yeah, no, of course. I could definitely hand the streamers to you. No problem. Okay. Okay, cool. Let me get them. Okay. All right. So... Yeah, so I was thinking just right along this, lip right here, and then we can kind of, like, do, like, a zigzag pattern. It'll make it feel like, yes, exactly, like you're walking through a spider's lair. Okay, perfect. So, here, let me give you this one right here. There you go. Is that an outline of his? Oh my god. Holy shit. And is he hard? Was talking about it, getting him a little worked up? Oh, sorry. Yeah, here you go. Right there. No, I'm definitely looking way into it, right? I mean, he wouldn't get turned on by me just... I mean, he hasn't gotten laid in a while, considering his wife left him. And I mean, I'm probably not quiet whenever I get fucked. He's probably walked in on us way more than he's letting on. Huh. I mean... He is letting me live with him. And I'm already his son's free use girlfriend. There you go. Actually, do you mind if I, I'm just going to start getting changed, if that's okay. Do you think you can handle this? I'll be right back to help you out. Promise. Okay. Awesome.
Now let's see. If he's thinking the same thing I am.
Well, I'm back. What? My costume? Oh, thanks. I really like it too. I think it fits really nicely. Oh, you hadn't heard what we were gonna be. Well, he's trying to find his Batman costume. And I'm Catwoman. So, anyway. Oh, wow, this looks great already. Huh? Thank you. I'm glad that it fits good. You don't think that it's a little too snug on the back right here? Or... do you think I should have my zipper up like this? Or down like this? Listen, we already talked about some pretty inappropriate things. So how about I just cut to the chase? I saw how hard you were when you were standing on the step stool. And I know that it's been a long time. Look, I don't know how he would feel about it, but what I do know is that he's a very, very open person. I mean, he and I were also considering sharing each other. So, why not just cut to the chase and... why don't I be your free use daughter-in-law? Oh, come on. Tell me that you weren't considering it. Tell me that you weren't imagining it when I was telling you. Oh, don't lie. I could see it in your pants when you were hanging the streamers and I was at your crotch level. You want this. And remember earlier when I said if there's anything I could do? I like being useful. I like having a purpose. And if my purpose is to make both of you completely satisfied, I can do that. Besides, you'd be doing me a favor too. I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you how I've fantasized about you. I've always wondered. And seeing the outline of your dick, well, it didn't exactly help. Look, this is what I'm gonna do. You can continue hanging the streamers. I'll continue handing them to you. and my mouth will be directly in line with your cock. If you happen to pull it out and happen to guide my head to it, well, I wouldn't fault you. So, what's it gonna be? You wanna keep helping me with these streamers? Or not? Perfect. Here you go. I'll just keep passing you streamers, okay? So for you, sis, I'm just a tool for you to scratch your itch.
Apologize. That's what I'm here for. Come off the step stool. Oh, you might want to just, you know, put it away before he comes in. Well, it shouldn't be too long now. Anyway, this looks fantastic. And now, hey, it's okay. You weren't too rough with me. It was perfect. Oh, I should probably just fix my lipstick though, right? It's a little smudged. That's fine. I'll go run into the room really quick and fix it up. By the way, part of me wishes you hadn't come down my throat. No. Not because I didn't want it, but because you could have stuck it somewhere else. I mean, I have two other holes that you're going to have to try out. Anyway, let me go clean up. And
Hey, no. No. I enjoyed that. I like knowing that I can be of service to you. And to my boyfriend. Look, I'll talk to him. And I have a real strong feeling he's gonna understand. Well, I mean, he has to get his libido somewhere. Don't worry. Everything's gonna be perfect. Now, really though, zipper up or down? You're right. What if either of you wants to come on my chest? Better to have it down then.